9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Pleased to have with us on the Newsmaker 3 segment, Kira Mays. She's the certified CHIC counselor who joins us now monthly with the KVUE Medicare Minute, and we've got some Medicare Minute stuff to talk about here today.
Yes, we do, as always. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Well, always good to talk to you, Karen. Thanks for taking some time to join us as we touch on all kinds of Medicare Minutes Act, topics and never a lack of things to talk about. And let's lead things off this morning, Karen, with screenings. People like to get annual screenings to help stay well and certainly detect issues before they could become a real problem. What about Medicare and paying for said screenings?
Well, Medicare pays 100% for a whole range of screenings, but things are a little different under Medicare than what people were used to with their employer insurance. For example, Medicare Part B, which is the medical part of Medicare, that'll pay 100% for a comprehensive physical during the first 12 months after a person's Part B begins. That's called the Welcome to Medicare physical. Then in following years, Medicare pays for what it calls an annual wellness visit. Now, these visits are meant to identify the screenings that year that a person should have, and people only need to make sure that their physicians and screening facilities accept Medicare in order for it to be paid at 100%, and nearly all do. But be aware, if you have Medicare Advantage insurance, you could have different charges, and so you need to check your costs and find physicians and facilities that are in the network for your insurance by calling the customer service number on the back of your insurance card.
I'm assuming here, Karen, that there's going to be some questions, and you may have already started getting these, about the differences between the Welcome to Medicare physical versus the annual wellness visit, not only exactly what they are, but kind of what they signify in the process.
Yeah, they are different. Welcome to Medicare physical is exhaustive. I mean, my goodness, I even had an EKG, and I'd never had one in my life. Your physician or physician's assistant is also going to take all those basic measurements like your height, your weight, your blood pressure, and they're going to calculate your body mass index to the horror of some of us. They'll review your medication list and your potential risk for depression because there's also a mental health screening for Alzheimer's disease. They should offer to talk with you about creating advanced directives during that visit. And then they're going to create a written plan for health screenings, not only for that year, but in the succeeding years, and recommend shots and other preventive services. And so then you'll get referrals for those health screenings, and Medicare will pay 100% for those screenings as well. Then during your annual wellness visit, it's sort of a review of what happened during that physical. In this case, you fill out a questionnaire called a health risk assessment, and that helps your doctor update your personalized prevention plan. Or if you never went for your Welcome to Medicare physical, then they'll help you develop one. Your visit will likely include those same routine measurements, a review of your prescriptions, and you'll get referrals for screening. Now, as long as it stays with that, Medicare pays 100% for that visit. But if you start talking about one of your health conditions, that changes the visit, and now it's a diagnostic kind of visit, and Medicare is going to be billed differently, and they'll only pay 80% of the cost of that, and it's subject to the Part B deductible. And that's $240 this year. Your Medigap insurance should pay the other 20% for treatment. And that's how it works with Original Medicare, but Medicare Advantage could be different.
All right, so good job there, Karen. Covering the screenings is Karen Mace, again, a senior health insurance counselor for Kansas Counselors for the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. Karen joins us monthly for Medicare Minutes, I should say. We can't get this done in just a minute.
True.
There's just too much information to pass along. Karen, let's talk about Let's go from screenings to testing. What kind of a test does Medicare pay for?
Well, they pay for 100% for most of the tests that you're used to getting, such as mammograms, PSA checks, bone density measurements, colonoscopies, cardiovascular screenings, and diabetes screenings, and there's actually several more. But for how often in which screenings Medicare will pay 100%, people's audit check their Medicare and you handbook, everybody who's on Medicare gets one of those. And they're all listed in there, and there's a blue apple next to those, so you can't miss them. Once again, Medicare Advantage could be different, and so you'd need to check with your insurance plan to understand what they cover and what they pay for.
Okay, Ron brought up tests. How about vaccinations? Does Medicare pay for those as well?
Good question. Well, Medicare Part B pays for annual flu shots, COVID vaccines, and a series of two pneumonia vaccinations, which is what is recommended that everybody over age 65 get, and they pay those at 100%. The other part of Medicare, Medicare Part D, is in drugs. Pays for other vaccinations that the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommends. And that list includes the shingles vaccine, RSV, and Tdap, which that's the booster shot that protects against tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis, which most of us call whooping cough. Now, your drug plan shouldn't charge you a copayment or deductible for vaccines that committee recommends. RSV is new to the list, so it's possible that it isn't on your drug plan's list of covered drugs. That's called a formulary. But you can ask the plan for a coverage exception. You could also pay for the shot out of pocket and then follow up with your plan to get reimbursed. That's one of the things under the Inflation Reduction Act, that those are all to be paid. So if you pay for the shot up front, your plan must pay you back.
All right, Karen, as far as getting the vaccines, pretty much the standard locations, doctor's office, hospital, is that how this is? How this plays out?
Well, actually, you can not only get them at those places, but at your local pharmacy, for example, or maybe your county health department. Sometimes health departments and doctor's offices will run vaccine clinics at special opportunities at community locations such as senior centers, health fairs, or they may even sponsor a drive-through clinic at various locations in your community. And you can sign up for notices for those opportunities either at your doctor's office or the county health department. I would call both of them and get set up so you can know when those are happening.
I know Hank Pharmacy here locally offers that too. So,
yep. Karen, before we let you go here this morning, you were in town, member serves me correctly, last month. The question here is, A, how did that go? And B, are you coming back soon to talk more about Medicare with local and area residents?
Well, thank you for asking me. We did have a Medicare basics workshop last month, and that was so successful that we decided to repeat it. So on Tuesday, July 23rd, I'll once again be leading a workshop for people who just want to know more about how Medicare works or get started with Medicare. And that begins at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, July 23rd at the Boyer Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. And then the following day, on the 24th, I'll be taking individual Medicare appointments at the Friendship Center, which is located at 221 Logan Avenue in Emporia. Now, there's no cost for the workshop or to come and see me for an appointment. We just request that people register so we know we'll have enough printed handouts for everyone and so people don't have to wait around at the Friendship Center. So to register or make an appointment, call 800-432-2703, or to find that number, search online for the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging.
All right, again, 800-432-2703. 1-800-273-0303. Well, Karen, what will your topic be with us here next month?
Well, next month I'll be talking about what kind of vision services are covered by Medicare. It's kind of a tricky subject because Medicare in general doesn't pay for vision services, but there are some that they do pay for.
Looking forward to that. Good information. Thanks as always, Karen. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much again for having me. It's always a joy to talk with you.
All right. Karen Mace with us monthly for the Medicare Minute here at KVOE. Karen Mace, who is a senior health insurance counselor for Kansas Counselors for the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. In with us for our monthly visit here and our Newsmaker 3 segment this morning on KVOE. Good morning. It's 8:51.
John North Ford, a great deal better.